You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You want to know what one of the most underrated and fun things was about Friday?
Go right ahead.
Watching Pony have a meltdown on the internet. He had a total, as the kids say, a crash out on the... Yeah. Can I say crash out or am I too old?
You can't. Well, yes.
He had a...
But
okay.
I'll still hear
well, then
it.
I'm not going to say it.
In this case, though, it seems pretty apt.
I mean, he had a full-on meltdown.
We had a hotline guy say he was going to have a crash out. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Listen, I think both Shador and Dylan Gabriel deserve a fair shot at this thing, but after that performance, I might crash out if the Browns give Dylan Gabriel meaningful playing time in a real game before they give it to Shador Sanders.
That's going to be a fun one.
It was fun to hear all the Steeler fans, because if you were a Steeler fan, you had to weigh in. You had to weigh in, because they assumed it was going to be horrific.
I have a friend that's a Steelers fan that lives in Florida now. Military guy, grew up in Pittsburgh, though, right? Mm. And first series was definitely talking it on social media about Shador's performance. And then the "this aged well" comments underneath it were spectacular.
It was awesome. I felt like you for a moment as well, because Pony does not check his mentions. And I commented on another thread that Pony's in about what Zach called him, what Zach Jackson called him. A lot of other people got in on it.
What'd he call him?
He called him an absolute dip bleep. That's what he called him. Zach calls him like he sees him. He is brutally honest to a fault in his own opinions. And Pony did not know what was going on online after he had tweeted about, because it originally started with the Shador entrance. He did not know what was going on online, and I felt so great that I exposed, because you could tell for the rest of the weekend, he started looking at the mentions, and he seeing some of the names, the people who actually like cover football, going, who is this idiot? Who is this moron? Like, it's one thing for Dennis 6969 to go, hey, bleep off. Like, that's the internet. But it's another thing for football guys to go, hey, that's a player for the, it's a player for the Browns. You need to take that down. Let's play for the Browns. And he, you could tell he was in his, I was like, oh, good. I hope you're up tonight. Just looking at your mentions, getting upset, looking at your phone. And it seems like he was. And then on Saturday, he continued into it. Good. I'm glad. Glad his weekend was ruined. Thanks to the Browns.
Think about the emotion.
Thanks to Shador Sanders. And that's another reason why I want Shador number two on the depth chart. It ruined Pony's weekend, Shador's performance.
And that is the thing about Shador, because I honestly don't think, let's say everything was the opposite. Let's say Shador injured his hammy, whatever, and it was instead Dylan Gabriel. I just don't think this is happening.
Right. No.
Even if it looked amazing, even if it was the exact same performance.
It is not.
And that's not fair to him. It is not fair to Dylan Gabriel, but, you know, what about this is fair?
It's fair to Pony, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Should we change our expectations from how many wins can the Browns get to how many times can the Browns force Pony into some sort of out of control spiral because of something?
I'll take those as wins as well. Yeah. A Pony quote unquote crash out, a spiraling out of control. I'll take those as well. If we, hey man, if we only get like 6 wins this year, but Pony ends up losing in his mind, Take it. As of right now, I'll take it. Now, of course, if you're like 6-4 at one point, I'm going to want way more than what Pony's got, but you get what I'm saying. 216-474-0092. All right. By the way, Kevin Stefanski, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs same. Because, I said it was going to be a referendum. I feel a little... I feel a lot better about the trust that I have with the organization right now, with how I felt that Shador was taken care of. You feel better about that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get to the phone.
Yeah, how can you not?
Brad and Canton, you're next up on the fan.
I got him 3 on my depth chart.
Oh, Brad, come on. Go ahead.
I got him 3. Why is you that? Asked. Told you.
Yeah.
I think at this point we really can't. And this is my depth chart, mind you. I'm not saying this will be the Cleveland Browns depth chart. I got him 3 because I don't think we can any longer really wait on Kenny Pickett, spend any time worrying about Kenny Pickett. They can't completely take Kenny Pickett out of the equation because they don't want to hurt his trade value. As for Shador, I thought he played well. I didn't think he lit it up. I thought there were good plays and bad plays. This is what the coach said, what I saw too, and about what I expected against a very horrible defense. But if he goes out there and stinks it up against a horrible defense, we have a problem. But I didn't think he stunk it up at all. I thought he made some really good plays. And the second TD pass to me was even better than the third one, or the first one.
Well,
because
Brad,
the second TD pass was where only his guy could get it.
Brad, I got to fit in some information here, Brad. Thank you very much for the call. I don't mean to run Brad off, but the team has just announced this. Luke Floria has been waived with injury designation. So the hamstring injury is clearly serious, as he had said. Roy Embetica is also released from the club, it seems. The Browns have signed Christian Holmes and Darius Rush, both corners. In addition, the team has waived Luke Floria, Roy Embetica, and they also signed Killian Zaire to as the team's international player. But the Luke Floria news is the big news.
Think about the roller coaster of emotions with that kid and his family. Over
great
the last 3 days. Yes.
Great rapport with Shador Sanders, and it comes crashing.
Well, he can clear waivers and then get him back, but this sucks.
Hopefully
it
gets
rough,
better.
Rough news
hopefully
with the injury.
He gets healthy. Yep, that sucks. All right, coming up next. Boy, it's terrible to end the show on that.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.